This is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. I'm Jay Curtis. Time now for the ULM Forum, an interview series that looks at the relationship between the University of Louisiana Monroe and Northeast Louisiana. People who practice yoga have long touted the health benefits, including lower stress levels and gains in flexibility. One researcher at ULM is specifically studying the benefits of regular yoga on women over 40 after menopause. Karen Arendt, welcome to the program.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
So tell us about the study.
I am doing a study for my dissertation to look at the effect of a yoga intervention on sleep, stress, anxiety, and depression in postmenopausal women ages 40 and over. There's going to be two groups. I'm going to randomize all the participants into either the intervention group, which will do the yoga exercises, or an educational class that will talk about all those educational things that women of that age group need to know. Healthy bones, healthy teeth, immunizations, those kinds of things.
So, first of all, if we have someone's attention right now, how can they get involved?
They can call me at 318-417-9277, or they can email me at karrant@umc.edu, and I would be very excited to talk to them.
And we should mention again that you're a doctoral candidate at the University of Mississippi, where that email comes from, rather than your university email here at ULM.
Yes.
Okay, so where did the idea for the study come from?
So I've lived in Northeast Louisiana my whole life, and we eat well and we suffer the consequences of our lack of physical activity. We don't have a lot of running trails and bicycle trails and those types of things to make it easier for our residents. So I was looking for a way to improve the health of postmenopausal women ages 40 and over in a way they can afford, in a way that is achievable. And I came up on yoga. It's inexpensive. You can do it in your own home. So that turned out to be the beginning of the premise. And as I looked at yoga and the effects that it has on different aspects of quality of life, I noticed a lot of variances in the research. Some say it didn't make an effect on their sleep. Some said it did. Some said it definitely decreased stress with little less in the anxiety area. So what I wanted to do is have something as objective as I could get it to demonstrate, is there an effect of a yogic intervention on these characteristics of quality of life in women?
So how is your study different from some of the other research that's been done already?
My study will be different because we're going to examine the effect of yoga with salivary biomarkers. There are two hormones.
Salivary biomarkers.
Salivary biomarkers.
Okay, what are those?
Yes. It is in everybody's saliva, two hormones, amylase and cortisol. So the research that's out there says salivary amylase is an indicator of stress, very clear indicator of stress. Other research says salivary amylase is an indicator of stress. There are specific studies that indicate salivary amylase indicates sleep deprivation or sleep disturbance because it generates from a different place in the brain than cortisol does. So we're going to be looking at both of those, salivary amylase to determine their sleep characteristics, and salivary cortisol to look at stress characteristics.
So building on the research of others on the stress levels, you're able to look at, you've got the foundation of that research to be able to build on to say, this is how we're going to be able to measure for this study.
Yes.
Wow. Okay, so what happens for somebody who gets involved in the study? They call you up and they come to an informational meeting, and then what happens from there?
At the informational meeting, we're going to talk about all the characteristics of the study. That's September 7th at 6 p.m. in Kitty Degree Hall, room 242. Every individual has to understand you can sign up, you can withdraw at any time if you decide it's not for you. If you decide to get in the study and stay in the study, everything is anonymous. They are assigned a specific code depending upon what group that they're in. All the salivary samples that they give will be attributed to that code, not to their name. I'm going to run all the tests in the basic science lab at UMC. Then at each class, every week, I'm going to draw a random drawing for a $10 gift card that randomly they'll get in each group. So it's two gift cards a week, one in each group. And at the end of the study, there's a random drawing for all the participants for a spa weekend to help them continue to improve their stress and sleep.
And we should mention that it's just it's an 8-week study, right?
It is an 8-week study.
So we're not talking about 12, 18, 22, anything like that. Just 8 weeks.
8 weeks.
So what happens in each of these two groups for the ladies who are involved?
In the educational class, it is my hope that the ladies will take the information that I give them and apply it to their lives. Cook appropriately for healthy bones and healthy weights. Start doing some weight-bearing exercises, even if it's just doing some exercises in your living room, holding cans of vegetables in your hand, or putting wristbands on your wrist or on your ankles and walk around the block. Just do something to improve that bone density. Try to improve seeing their doctor once a year. Get their blood work drawn. See their dentist every 6 months. Get the immunizations that are recommended by the CDC. So it is my hope that with that educational class, at the end of the course, that I will see some improvement in their sleep, anxiety, depression, and stress levels. In the yogic class, they will also get the same health information that the educational class gets, but they'll also be doing the yogic intervention a minimum of 3 times a week. The classes are free. That's all part of the study at Blue Sky Yoga with Donna Franks. On September 16th, those who are randomized into the intervention group will meet, if they can, at Donna's studio, Blue Sky Yoga in Monroe. And she's going to assess each participant for the level of yoga they can do. Maybe they have some health issues and they just need to sit in a chair and or use a chair and do yogic exercises that way. Or maybe they're more able to get on a mat and do yogic exercises that way. So she's going to hone each individual yogic intervention per participant's ability.
And overall, what do you hope to learn from this? Because I know you're looking from a public health standpoint, but what do you hope to learn?
I am hoping to see that it takes the yogic intervention, that physical exercise, to show an inverse relationship between sleep and stress, anxiety, and depression. So the more you exercise, the better your sleep is, and the lower your stress, anxiety, and depression goes. So it improves your quality of life in the long run.
Karen Arendt is a researcher at the University of Louisiana Monroe doing doctoral work at the University of Mississippi Medical Center in Jackson. One more time, Karen, how can someone get involved in the study if they've heard they're interested now?
They can call me at 318-417-9277 or email me at karrant@umc.edu.
Well, thanks so much for being here and good luck on your study.
Thank you so much.